The police house one is about a variety of issues. One being language and how language is being used in America. Whether it's on television, what you're seeing on social media, what you're reading in the newspaper, just the fact that people need to wake up, listen, watch, and pay attention and be hyper aware of who is telling them the facts or the information. And most importantly, have critical thinking. That's the most important part. Not magical thinking. Be in a science-based place. I have to reiterate that nowadays. And two, the main point I want to emphasize when it comes to police brutality and the victims in America, it's clearly a different visual story than what my piece, The Police House One, highlights. I think it's this idea of role reversal, victim reversal. Instead of looking at the victim, let's have the focus be on the enforcer, aka the police. I hone in on the police. Who is bagging their evidence bags? Everything is skewed. And three, I was thinking how to redirect the focus onto showing how police brutality is actually documented, researched, and put that under a microscope in order to attain any sort of accountability. And is there even a difference between evidence and justice? I personally think there is a difference, but you cannot interchange these words. It's a prerequisite, it's a requirement. So justice needs to be at the forefront. It needs to be utilized with the evidence, and justice needs to be a prerequisite. So Police House One is extremely straightforward. It's in your face, it's literal. In terms of putting, you know, the police weapons, police fingerprints, and everything they touch into a physical evidence bag to in turn be publicly scrutinized and put on display, hung on a wall. So this series I've been working on looks at the negligent behavior of the police at the scene of the crime, or even the person bagging the evidence, or even the county coroner who rules whether or not the killing is deemed a homicide. So I then started thinking about how can the police or any police union ever be held accountable if there's no justice in the court system. And the problem, as we all know, is systemic racism within society, also known as implicit bias. And the symptom is the police. So we need to push for the police to be put under that microscope I talked about before. So the issue at the end of the day is really putting the police into the spotlight and having the light shine on them and having the tables turned. What do you think?